So morning, 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 and welcome to you that are here with us, which is yay. So thank you to Kerry, thank you to Amy for being with us this morning. And you know, Wylene, we've got Lisa, we've got Vanessa, we've got others that are joining online to watch the recordings because for some people it's the middle of the night, and for others it is like we're first thing in the morning here in New Zealand and Australia. But for some it's like halfway through their working day. So welcome, 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 welcome. Well done for sewing in for yourselves. Well done for going, actually, I really want to go on an adventure with God. So for those who are listening to the recordings and don't know me, my name's Sally Webb. I am a wife and a friend and a mum and a lover of Jesus. I thought those would be my top four. I'm a master reframer and life transformer. There's no, because what the enemy meant for evil, God always turns for good, and that's my gig. Let's flip what's unhelpful into helpful. And you know, when we change the way that we see the world that we see changes. And bless them. Both Kerry and Amy, who are on here today, are part of coaching programs that I do, and the shifts that have been happening for them is just great fun. And that's what we, you know, God actually wants this to be fun. So that's why we're here. I've written The Great Exchange, which was the book that I launched at the beginning of this year and is now an international bestseller of how to exchange the unhelpful for helpful, how to take beauty from ashes. Brilliant. I love it. Anyway, people are really enjoying it. I'm a coach, a mentor, a confidant, and a guide. My gig is to walk alongside people when they've got stuck or when things haven't gone the way they wanted them to go, or when they, I'm very good. If somebody gets in a dark hole, I've put my hand out and lifting them up. That's my gig. And then once you're out, it's like, love you, bye. And you know, setting you up for success to see people fry. And God said, you, I need you to set my captives free. So whatever people have, wherever they've been in captivity, whatever it has been, whether it has been in a, you know, burnout situation or a stressful situation or whatever it might be, I get to be his firecracker, because that's what he calls me, and I get to ignite the fire within. Because all of the treasure, all of the gold that God wants to give you, it's actually inside you. It's already there. It's flipping nuts. Sorry, I get so excited because the world will tell us to look externally. The world will be looking for someone to help us, to show us, to give it to us. But it's all inside you already. So God bless his heart. He's crazy nuts. But he's chosen me to help people dig. Get rid of the weeds just quietly, the things we don't want. But it's, we turn it over and then, oh my goodness, help people to see the seed they've got to create a harvest 30, 60, 100 fold. So, ladies, because you're here with me right now, are you ready to have fresh wind in your sails? Are you ready to have that new wine to go into new wineskins? And literally see the unseen and have an adventure with God.
Bring it on.
Bring it on, she says. Right. So that was a bit of blurb about me. Let's have a wee look. I'm going to share my screen and hopefully, oh my goodness, I've even got the right thing up. Things are going well this morning. This is what we're going to cover off over the next 3 days. So the first is to live life by design, not by default. We want you to, I want you by the end of this next 45 minutes to be able to tap into your personal power source. Come on, let's find that treasure. How to have fun, we're going to play a game with God, and to gain in understanding on how to reign victorious, because stuff is always, he says, we're going to have wars, rumors of wars. We're going to have things that are going to come against us. And his yoke is easy and his burden is light, but that doesn't mean to say things aren't going to come and challenge us. So we need to learn how to be victorious in all circumstances and how to place the keys to happiness in your hands. It is no use having your keys to your happiness in someone else's pocket. It's unhelpful. So we're going to put them back in your hand. And then help you to realize that the choice is yours, that life happens because of who you are. And what you do, not for you or against you. It's actually because of the choices we make. So that's today. That's just today. Tomorrow, we're going to look at the three R's. Actually, we're going to look at how 95% of the population live and how the top 5% of the population live. And you are going to become, as of tomorrow, a top 5%er. How cool is that? I'm quite excited about that, just quietly. Where to dump your stuff safely. And actually, Amy has created something that is sold at Messenger Bookstore that you can dump yourself, your stuff very safely in something she's created. She's very cool. And where to get the upgrade and the great exchange. Because we're all about the book, is all about the, it's all about actually, can I just go into the store? I'll take my old stuff that I don't want and exchange it for something brand spanking new. Brilliant. Bring it on. And then day three is all about the treasure within. So we're really going to bring something stunningly amazing out. And do you know what? I just did this with on Thursday, this session with the U13 boys at Lindisfarne to help them really understand their purpose. It blew their minds. So I've run this a lot, but this, it was just gold to have it stretched out to there. Their space. So you're going to find your zone of genius, why you're on this planet, and how to achieve more in the next 10 weeks than you personally did, probably, or potentially did in the last 10 months, and where to find your tribe. So there'll be probably an invitation at the end to come and join our membership, and to come and find the people who actually are going to put wind in your sails. You're going to be able to lock arms with, they're like-minded and they're ready to move on. So I do this every time. I want you, we've got to, Jesus drew a line in the sand. And we need to do the same. We need to draw a line in the sand to know where we're starting from before we even come into this session. So the first thing when you're watching the replay that I want you to do is just be in the present moment and write down how you feel out of 10. So you could be one, I'm rushed, I'm anxious, I've just come out of work, could be a two. 10 is like, oh my goodness, I'm so amazing, I'm relaxed, I'm at peace, I've found myself a comfortable chair, I can sit here and do what I need to do. Whatever it is for you. And you know what? Every morning I wake up new every morning. And so because I wake up new every morning, I'm an eight. Eight is a number of new beginnings. And I'm like, right, God, what have you got on my agenda for me today? I plan it the night before, as these guys know. But I get up in the morning and I'm like, right, what have you got? What are we doing today? So I get so excited. And then what I'd like you to do is consider your how you are feeling. So that's your number out of 10. It helps you, just gives you a gauge. And then how you're feeling, whether you haven't slept well, so you might be a bit tired, or you're just waking up, or whatever it might be, but how are you feeling in the moment? You could be excited because you're going on a new adventure. You could be like ready for the new day, whatever it is for you. So get that in. That's your line in the sand. And then are we ready to move, team?
Yes.
Thumbs up and a yes.
Super.
All righty. So live life by design, not by default. So we all receive new information through our senses. So it could be taste, smell, sight, whatever it might be. And I'm just going to do a quick senses check because actually, I want to bring you into your present and be in this moment. And this actually comes from chapter 18 in the book. But we're going to get going. And the first thing we're going to do is we're going to play a game with God. And this is to check your hearing, actually. Hearing and seeing, because some people see, some people hear, some people feel. So it's all to do with our senses. But what I want you to do is ask God, God, what game do you want to play with me? Now, whatever comes into your head, the first thing that comes into your head, just write it down. Don't think about it. Don't try and apply logic. Whatever comes into your head, whether you see the word, you hear the word, or you sense it, put it down. And apparently, I'm going to play chess today. So And then the next thing I want you to do once you've got your game, whatever your game is today, and you know what? It's nuts. Sometimes he gives us games we don't even know how to play. I think that's hilarious. Or it's not one. Last time I did this, a lovely gentleman called Alan was on the call. I play tennis and he got tennis and he plays golf and I got golf. That was crazy. That was so funny. Anyway, so why ask God, God, why do you want to play that game with me? Just ask him and then write down whatever comes into your head, whatever you hear. Don't question it, just write it down, however crazy it is. I'm loving all the writing these gorgeous girls are doing on the call. So for those, and at any point, for those of you who are listening to the replay, at any point, you can just pause this and keep going while you're writing things down. Let it flow. Whatever it might be, let it flow. And then once he's asked, once you've asked him why does he want to play the game with you, the next thing to ask him is, what does he want you to learn from that game? So God, what do you want me to learn from playing that game with you? And then the last question is really for you personally. And it's what does this mean to you? So for me, God's given me chess, he's given me strategy, and he's given me planning ahead, collaboration, activating the three C's, which is commissioning, co-laboring, and co-creating, and working together. And this is the season that I'm in. So this confirms the current season I'm in about collaboration. This is, so it's for me, it's confirmation. I'm on the right track, the right path. And it is the season, it's this season for now. And he is with me. In fact, not only is he with me, but he has gone ahead of me. So for those watching the replay, just pause, just let the information come, whatever it is that you see or you hear or you feel. And then if either of you lovely ladies, actually this is how coaching goes. When you coach with me, when I do small group coaching, this is exact. So these guys are well prepared. They know I ask questions. We do something and then I go, okay, because actually giving people like yourselves who are watching online, the opportunity to activate it for yourself, to speak it out for yourself, actually embeds the learning. So it's not about me doing everything. It's not actually about me, it's about you. So, do either one of you want to share shortly? I don't need a full length, essay, because I know both of you are as good as I am about talking. We want to keep it nice and tight. So, what was the game? Why did he want to play it with you? What did he want you to learn? And then, what does it mean for you?
Yeah, I'll share.
Go, Amy.
So actually what he wanted to do with me was jigsaw puzzles.
Ah, why?
And he was like, I just want you to spend time with me and I want to help you put the puzzle pieces of your life back into alignment.
Wow.
And then what's he want me to learn? Basically, that all pieces of a puzzle will fit together perfectly, no matter how jumbled up or messed up they are, as long as you're referencing the image of the puzzle creator.
Isn't that amazing? Like, what does it mean to you?
Keep my focus on God and what he thinks of me and what he says I am.
How does that make you feel?
I know what it is, I just can't think of the word. Reassured, that's it.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And the words I got were safe, secure.
Oh.
You're right.
Yep.
Safe and secure because I am with you. You're covered. He's got, and the thing is, he's got all those puzzle pieces. He knows exactly what goes where, and he's just going to show you. How cool is that? That's nuts. That's beautiful. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Amy's capacity to hear your voice and her openness to hear what you want to share. Amen. Are you in a bit of pain this morning, beautiful lady?
Yeah, my entire body hurts.
Any particular reason?
I think it was the walking in the town yesterday with a backpack full of groceries and that.
Father God, just bless this beautiful lady that she's got a fantastic body that she can use to go to the groceries, get the stuff done, and she's done it. Lord, just come and be with her as her. You know what, Lord? Help her to move her muscles today so that they can soften and relax and not be as tight. So I just declare your love, your overwhelming love over the fact that that's great that she's used her muscles. And now, Lord, help her to use them more. Amen. Because that tightness, if we don't then move them, it's unhelpful. So, good girl, keep going, because you'll get fitter and feel so much better. I love it. Thank you, thank you. Kiri, do you want to give us a quick share before we go on?
Sure. I usually get chess and backgammon and stuff. And he said hopscotch. And I just went, oh, you're joking? Hopscotch. So he says we spend a lot of time doing strategy games, but now one step at a time and we're going to have fun with it. Sometimes it's two steps, but we're going to have fun with it one step at a time. And then we get to the end, we come back, reviewing, recapping. And then start again with a new sort of project. And that's what we're going to do. And we're just going to have fun with it. You've got all your strategy. You know what you've got to do. So let's just have some fun now. So that was just, for me, it was like, oh, because I've had so many things going into my head now. And I know, Sally, you keep telling us one thing at a time, but my mind is really struggling to do that because there's so many things I want to do. So yeah. We're just going to stick with this, what Dad and I are doing at the moment, and my painting that I need to do before Mum gets back, and it's just going to be one day at a time. Yeah, so it's like, thanks God, thanks. I needed that permission, I think.
Isn't it lovely how he brings us peace and rest? And you just went, oh, like he just lifted. He says, come all who are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And that's exactly what he's just done for both of you. He's just taken all that gunk off just in one game. So imagine what he can do, as we journey more and more with him. So those of you that are online, I pray that you have got some great revelations, just like these gorgeous girls have done. And feel free to share them with us. Feel free to email me because you're going to get emails. Feel free to let us know because it's lovely to share it. And when we share it or we verbalize it, you can send me a little voice message. It helps you to get it clear in your head. So celebrating you two, well done. Thank you for sharing with everyone. I'm just going to share the screen again and we can, oh, that's not what I wanted at all. That's unhelpful. That's not going to get us anywhere. That's a bit better. Okay, so next one is words have power. Now we all know God created the world with his words. We all know that God's word never comes back void. So we know that stuff already. We also know that from our heart, our mouth speaks. A lot of the coaching that I do is to help heal people's hearts. Because if hurt people, and healed people, heal people. And one of the things that we've got to be aware of, first of all, is the words that come out of our own mouths. We're often quick to comment on others, but it's out of our own mouths because that we have full control over what we say and what we do. So out of our heart, our mouth speaks. We learn by hearing because whatever we speak, we give permission to, and our head accepts it. Your brain or your thinking or your head is just like a computer system. It processes. It just processes the information you give it. So it's really important that we get our hearts healed. We speak kindness and goodness and love over ourselves. Because then we can do it over others. Because when we do it over ourselves, that's who we become. The words are who we become, and that's where the outcome. So that heart, words, head, outcome. So what I want you to do is to think about maybe some words you've spoken in the last few weeks or few days or whatever it might be over yourself. And be honest. No one gets to see this piece of paper other than you. And where have you either shifted? So you may have said some unkind words and you've shifted them into kind words, or just that sudden awareness that actually, what do you speak over yourself? So think about the words in the last few days that you've spoken over yourself and just write them down and we can unpack them a bit. So just take a moment to think about the words that you've spoken over yourself. It could also be, I've just written done lists on there, I'm acknowledging achievements as I go. I'm acknowledging things as I'm looking for the good. Acknowledging what's happening as I go. The looking for the win, the good, the learn. So I hope all of you that are watching this online have just taken a moment to write down what's in your heart, or what words you're speaking. I've been a bit broad here. I haven't said the actual words with mine, but and it's not, our brains are programmed seven, we're seven more times likely to say negative things than positive things. Our natural lean is to the default mode, which is to put ourselves down, which is to belittle ourselves, which is to say we're not good enough, all that stuff that we know is not true. So we have to choose the other path. Anything you beautiful ladies want to share about your words over yourself, or just your awareness as we've done this exercise, or we're doing this exercise.
I think I need some clarification because I was trying to get, well, what's my heart, words, head, outcome. So instead of just doing those headings, I've gone, there was a moment with Dad this week, and I said, nobody loves me. Nobody loves me. And I knew that was wrong, but Dad had just said something that had brought up the past, and I had to tell him what was going on. So, my head says that I love Dad. Dad loves me, and the Father, Son, Holy Spirit tell me every day that they love me. And so does Sally and my tribe. My tribe. These, I know I'm in the middle of nowhere in rural Australia, but my tribe that have told me all the time. So the outcome is stop living in the past. So can you help me? The
So what I that's so I've told you're right. I've told you heart, words, head, outcome, and you've gone through the whole process. But what I actually asked you to do is just write down what your heart or what your words were. So we're going to unpack the next bit because you need, the first thing is to be aware of where your heart was or is, and what the words were. That's the first thing, is to be aware, because if we're not aware, we can't do anything with it.
I always jump ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's cool. And that's brilliant because you hang out with me a bit. So it's good to show that you're like, oh, yeah, I can get this now. I can flip this. I can flip. Oh, that's right. I've got it. So, and that's what we're looking. So when you're ahead of the game, which is great. So the first thing is to be aware. Now, if they're encouraging and empowering and whatever, brilliant, carry on. But if you've, somebody said something to you, which is the next bit, we're going to talk about. When somebody triggers us, somebody says something to us that's unkind, and then whether we accept that or not. So, in that moment, you took it in, and then you went, that response. Okay. So, in that moment, you weren't being kind to yourself because you absorbed unkindness, and then you responded because hurt people hurt people. Well, you didn't respond, you reacted. And so we need to, if we're saying unkind words to ourselves, and this was actually, you've hopped into the next one, which is where you say unkind words to others. But I'm just asking you first to say, what about the words to yourself? So if I say, oh, Sally, why did you do that? Then I'm putting myself down. And so the reframe on that, because actually it's like, oh, why did you do that? It's like, oh, you're such a dur brain or whatever you want to, like those, it's that attitude, it's those words, it's those feelings. And that's okay to feel that for a moment, but it needs to be popped before you put that thought back in, before you allow that, those words that, oh, what did you do that for? You're so stupid. Before that takes form, you go, actually, no. I was learning. Brilliant. I now know how not to do that, or whatever it might be. So, because if we leave the words out there that are unhelpful, they've got permission. Oh, Lisa's joining us. They've got permission to be here. If we are having words that are helpful, then they're permission to be here. So every time it's something unhelpful, we need to reframe it. Every time it's helpful, we need to continue. And what you did and what you've just demonstrated is that you in the moment you were there, but then you've come away. So you've given yourself that space for a moment. You've taken a deep breath and you've gone, is that, you've gone back and you have questioned it. Is that true? It's not true because da 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 da, and you had all those reasons. No, it's not true. And it's like, right, that sits back in my heart that I'm loved, that I'm chosen, that all of the opposites of what you were feeling at the time, because it sits back in your heart. And what we're doing here, morning or afternoon, Lisa, I'm not quite sure what time of day it is for you. We've just got into Words Have Power, and we're just talking about where we're at in terms of the words we speak over ourselves. So you'll be able to watch a bit of the replay. Lovely to have you with us, beautiful lady. And Kerry's just shared about some words that were spoken over her that were unkind. And so she's put herself back into that space where her heart and her mind and Christ are back in alignment. And then we're good to go again. So it's, you've just done a process that's done that. That's lovely. So Lisa, I'm hoping that you've received the email with the worksheet so you can follow the worksheet by hand if you wish to.
I did receive it. I apologize for being so late. My granddaughter graduated from fifth grade. She's moving to middle school. They clapped her out, and so we were there, and it just ran longer than I thought it would. So,
Oh, how gorgeous. That is, what a
yes.
precious time. You know,
Yes, it was
I'm
beautiful.
just starting to walk into the grandparent journey. And but it's such a precious time to be in those significant moments for our children,
It
all
is.
our children. It's beautiful. Oh, look, lovely to have you here. So just if you need to make yourself, we're all
You
sitting cups of tea. So if you need to, very relaxed here. If you need to get yourself a cup of tea or whatever, do so. And have you managed to print the form off, or have you got a pen and paper to write with?
I didn't print it off, but I have some paper, so
Brilliant. And you don't have to print it off. Pen and paper works just as well, but the guided worksheet just allows you just to work through it in the system. And I know that you wanted the recordings in this, so you have got it. Brilliant. So what we're going to do here, Kerry, has that answered your question?
Yes, thank you.
Great. Amy, was that good for you? Do you want to share anything before we, I'm just going to flip into other people's words.
No, it was good actually. I had one written down and I wasn't sure why I had said it. It was like, I'm useless. And it was last night while I was trying to get stuff done for dinner. And I was actually able to look at it today and go, actually, no, I was tired. I was sore. But I still got up and did it.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Beauty
Yeah.
is a stunning reframe. And Lisa, both Kerry and Amy are part of coaching that I do currently. So they are starting to flex these replacement, these exchanges muscles. But to kind of bring you up to speed, Amy's background is she will have put herself down every time. And the way that the enemy has got in for her is telling her she's not good enough or she's useless or whatever. And I love the fact, Amy, that you are now, no, actually, little toad, go out of here. I was tired. So you've come with your heart and compassion in the moment for who you are. No, I did a massive walk yesterday with a whole heap of groceries on my back, and I was tired, I was stiff. Actually, I'm not useless. I cooked a brilliant dinner. It was beautiful. So I'm just going to rest. I'm just going to rest in who I am. I'm actually quite good. Thanks, God. Brilliant.
Yeah,
Well done.
please share. I was actually just saying, in a meeting I was in yesterday, I can't actually remember, other than last night, I can't actually remember the last time I put myself down.
That, you see, that makes me want to cry because when I met you, you didn't have anything kind to say about yourself at all. And it's such a beauty. And it's all about words. It's all about, so we're right in this. So, Lisa, what we're doing, we've done kind of, we've just talked about the words we speak over ourselves. because from when we heal people have healed hearts. And we have to, if we don't encourage and empower ourselves. I don't mean look at me, I'm amazing, not that kind of stuff, but that real deep, well done, you'd nailed that today. Gosh, you fought that battle today, whatever it was. And the battle that Amy had to fight was that she was tired and stiff, but still needed to do dinner for herself and her daughter. And you won. And so it's looking from that perspective. And then the other thing about words is we have a choice. So that we've talked about the words, and you can watch the replay about our personal words. And Kerry was talking about an incident that happened with her dad this week. We all have people who say things unkind to us or put us down. But I love God because he gave us the armor of God and the shield of faith. And for me, this is where I flex the shield of faith muscle. So when somebody says something unkind to me, oh, you're rude, you're obnoxious, you're pushy, whatever it might be that people say, out of my heart, my mouth speaks. So what they're showing me is the condition of their heart in that moment. It's hurting, it's angry, it's upset, it's hurting. Those words aren't mine. They're not for me. So my shield of faith says thank you, but no thank you. And the other thing about putting my hand up is that also we have to remember that I have to look in the mirror sometimes. If I'm saying unkind things to other people or to myself, they're actually about me. So I actually need to take a moment to sort that out. So it's when I learned that, I was like, wow, I didn't have to carry the burdens of other people's hurt. I didn't, but my shield of faith said, no, that's not for you, Sal. And what it then does, because God shields us and it's not, we don't get hurt, we don't have, those fiery darts fall to the floor. And in the moment for Kerry, they hit her heart. And so she fired back. But when we have that moment to pause and realize that those words are about them, not us, it flips the switch so that we can come back with love. And that's exactly what's happened for Kerry. She's taken a moment out, she's thought it through. Dad, I love you. I know you love me. I know this is not the situation. We can come with love. And what happens, instead of doing this, one of us has the capacity, us, I can only control myself. I have a choice in what I do. I can love the other person. Are you okay? Gosh, that's really out of character for you to say things like that, Dad. What's up? How can I help? I love you. And 9 times out of 10, you both get to be together and love. And it just blows me away. So, this exercise here. Oh my goodness, I'm nearly at time. And we haven't even done the choices yours. I'm going to have to be super quick. I'm going to get you guys to do this because I've talked too much. I didn't realize we'd lost so much time. Actually, you guys okay to go over by about 5 or 10 minutes because we started late? Brilliant. So let me just check. I haven't got another meeting straight after this. I don't think I have. So just bear with. I'm doing the calendar thing.
You've got the extended version of this, I think.
Yeah, I have got a meeting at 9. So, in fact, this is what I love about the capacity that we have in this place. I'm just gonna let that person know because it's Jesse and he's amazing. Ooh, that's not what I want. Just let them know we're running. See. Why can I not find him on my thing? I was trying to be really helpful.
I'll send him a message. You
Can you
can go
just
on.
send him a quick message for me and tell him I'm going to be 10 minutes late for my meeting? Thank you. Because we started late, that would be lovely. So just think for a moment of any words that have been unkind that have been spoken over you. And right now, I want you to just say, thank you, Lord, that they're yours. Give them to Jesus right now. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow, actually. But because out of there, so we've talked about it, but any that have been unkind, you just release them now. And give them to Jesus. And if you're really clever, well, not you're really clever, but if you, what I'd also love is for you to say, God, what do you want me to do? How can I love on that person? How can I bless or love, show love for that person? And hopefully, I mean, nine times I say, every time God's done it for me, it's been warmly received. But I've had to ask him, how do I show love to that person? Because it's not about me, it's about them. And I want to connect with them. And some people, it's giving them a gift. Some people, it's giving them a hug. Some people, it's a kind word. But what is it that will help me connect with that person? Okay, so whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is white, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. It is so important to keep our eyes on the prize, on the goodness of who God is, of his promises that he gives us in his word, because we can claim those any moment of any day. And so that if we can sow his word into our hearts, then when something comes against us, it'll be his words, his love, his kindness that pours out. And that's ideally where we want to get to. I love Jesus because people threw all sorts of stuff at him. Everyone, you know, so many people were horrid to him. And not once did he have a go. Might have got a little bit cross with the guys in the temple, but that, you know, that's a whole kind of different ball game. But when somebody came at him, or those Pharisees were saying, you know, what didn't matter. Every time he came back with love, every time he came back with wisdom, I'm like, I want that God. I want to be able, when somebody comes at me, and you know what? The enemy is such a toad. He would use the piece every time for me is the people closest to me. Every time. If he's going to attack, if the enemy's going to try and attack me, it's always with people close to me. But what I love is with every problem, there's a promise. And God has already sorted that. He already knew that was going to happen. So I just have to ask him, okay, God, what's this about? And I love the fact that the enemy is so stupid that every attack is a is like he's literally pointing our next upgrade. It's nuts. Anyway, so slight sideline, but out of our heart, out of our minds, out of our hearts, our words speak. So we need to be speaking kindness all the time to inform our brain that that's who we are. And it helps us with our outcomes. So the last piece of the puzzle for today's training is the fact that the choice is yours. And there's an amazing young man who I had the honor of knowing. He had brittle bone disease. He's no longer with us. But he was incredible. And he said, the choices we make determine the directions our lives take and the people we become. So, from today's training, or just from the game we've played with God, and Lisa, you'll have some fun doing that later. I'll get the recordings out as soon as I can to you. So, playing your game and thinking about your words, what does it mean for you today? What are you going to do for the rest of today, between today and tomorrow, that is going to be different? Or what are you going to focus on that tells you, actually, I've learned this today. I'm going to really be present in this, or I'm going to think about my words. So just take a moment to think about what does it mean for you? And I'm just going to put a couple of comments in here. Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. I'm sure you'll have some more comments to put in there. Anybody want to share one thing that they're going to do from today? Go for it, Emmy.
Yeah, I think I only put one thing, but just really surround my environment with the heart and mind of Christ. So that's what I end up speaking out.
Good girl. Yep. And I know for you that playing worship music, doing your daily devotions, she's doing an amazing thing on Instagram at the moment, doing daily devotions on there with your beautiful art and what God is speaking to you. And it was never about the Instagram. It was actually about you just having time with him. So continue to do that. You're absolutely right. Just continue to consume or just cover yourself because he's there. I love that. Well done. Excellent. Kerry, is there anything you want to share about one thing that you're going to do today from today's training?
I just to not think about my past and how I was treated, but use like just know that my identity in God is the only thing that matters.
Yeah. Good. I love it. And Lisa, in the last like 5 minutes that you've had with this, is there anything that's popped for you?
There is actually
Oh.
that. Others' words, when they're, cranky or whatever, aren't meant that they aren't about me. Thinking about what is going on with them that would make them say or do whatever they do. And then, Lord, how can I love them? I really like that.
It is, it's beautiful. It's and you know what? It's the issue is never the issue. The words they're saying are never the, it's not that. It's always some baggage behind, some hurt behind that. And that's none of our business. Everyone's got their own business. It's none of ours. But our job is to love on them regardless of the behavior. And just this whole mindset shift change around putting that mirror up or whatever has just really helped me to be able to come with love. Brilliant. I love that, ladies. So today you've been able to hear his voice because you played a game with him, and Lisa will play hers later. You know your words have power, and you get to choose them. And that's really it. The choice is yours. So from today's training, you can put your activation steps in. So you can put those in as to what you want to do between now and tomorrow, and you've just spoken them. And then what I'd love you to do, as I always do at the end of every coaching, is just where are you now on your score of 0 to 10? So we put a line in the sand at the beginning, Lisa, about how we were feeling. Like 10 out of 10 is like, I'm amazing. And one or zero is like, oh, I'm really not that flash. And then a feeling to go with it. And part of the reason I do that is because it helps you to stack as you go. It helps you to, and it also helps to bring you into the present. And just actually just take a pause. How am I feeling right now? And if Amy had had chance to pause before she cooked dinner last night and go, actually, I'm tired. Actually, I'm feeling stiff. The compassion would have helped her then before she'd gone into dinner because she'd have been aware for her to be kind to herself. So it's just, I'm just helping people flex that muscle. So give yourself a score. I'm obviously like, yeah, I'm on a 10 now. I'm like ready. I'm ready. I've poured out to you guys. I've got another meeting to go to. Jessie's amazing. So I am fired up and ready to go. But you, it doesn't matter where you're at, whether it's, you know, whatever the scores are for you just to be aware. Are you know, how are you feeling? So that then you can start working from that because your feelings aren't meant to control you. You are meant to be in control of your feelings. And I mean that, like life is what we make it. So remember, winning in the game of life is an inside job. That's what I love about God. It's all internal. It's inside out, not outside in. Go, Jesus. And life is meant to be fun and engaging. So tomorrow, you're going to learn how to be a top 5%er in the world. So excited about that. And where to safely dump the stuff so that we don't. When we are squeezed, it's only God that comes out and not our gunk. So we're going to deal with that tomorrow. So, any questions or anything anybody wants to share before I let you beautiful ladies go? I'll go to my next meeting and then to see if I can get the recording out as quickly as possible for. In fact, it's great because I've sent you the link with the recording. So all I've got to do is I don't have to worry about the email. I just need to get it into that Dropbox for you so that it's there and you're not waiting for me to send you an email. See, that's an admin upgrade. We've just been talking about that. That's what I'm working on. My admin's not that flash, but I'm getting there. So that's an upgrade. See, because then you're not waiting. Any questions, team?
I don't have a question, but I just want to say that I have done this a few times with you, but it's so important to keep stacking and keep doing this because you come up with things all the time. So you don't ever think, oh, I've done that course. I don't need to do it again. No, because you learn every time, you know. I mean, I was doing four small groups with Brilliant, but every like it was the same thing. Fruits of the Spirit, it was the same session each week, but I was learning something different in all of them. So I just want to encourage anyone who may be watching the recording, just do these, even if you've done it before, just keep doing it.
And that's God. Thank you, Kerry. And thank you for showing up,
Thank you.
because it is, it's glory to glory to glory to glory. And it's like reading the Bible. Like we get to read the Bible right here, right now, as we're together. And more comes out. And that's why he wants us to gather together. That's why community is so important. Because we reflect different things from different people. And because that he wants his bride to look amazing. And so our job is to look after each other. So that when he comes, we're like pumping, like we're just like so ready for him. It's like, and yeah, I do, I've done Fruits of the Spirit four times now myself, but at different times. And every time you learn something new, I've done this every time I get a different game, every time. And it's always what blows my mind, it's always for the season that I'm in. It's always right, here you go. This is your next step, Sal. Sal, I'm just pointing you in this direction right now. So just stay on this path. It's brilliant. Because then you don't get distracted by all the other fluff. It's nuts. So, Father God, thank you for these beautiful women who have shown up today. Thank you, Lord, for all of those that are going to watch the recordings because it's either nighttime in the UK or they're at work. Right now, Lord, just bless each and every one of them that they may feel your presence, know your perfect will for them and your love. And Lord, as we get to absorb all the beauty of who you are and how you are for us, let us be fountains, not drains. Let us flow in your spirit, let us flow in your love, and let us change the worlds around us. Because as we do that, I know you will come home because you are waiting for your people to cover the earth with your goodness. Oh, I can feel that, your kindness and your love. And so the more that we tune in, the more we get to do, the sooner you'll come. And I love that. Amen. Little bit moved then. Right. Have an amazing day. I'll see you same time, same place for tomorrow for day two. I love you. God bless. Take care. Thanks,
God
Tim.
bless. Thank you.
Bye.